Good morning, good morning, good morning to all on the prayer call. We thank God for you joining us this morning. It is a wonderful morning. I thank God for that wonderful praise and worship, the good old Lakewood music right there. That was good stuff. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the prayer call this morning. We honor every person on this call. We honor every pastor, every leader, every layperson. We honor our bishop, Bishop C. Carl Smith, and Pastor Adrian Smith, who are the leaders and angels of our House of New Destiny. And we welcome the Church of New Destiny Online and any other churches affiliated with us. We welcome you and thank God for you being with us this morning. It is a glorious day. Father, we honor you. We thank you for this day, Lord God. Be glorified, be magnified, and lifted up, Lord, as we take time to devote our time unto you, to meditate, Lord God, on your word, to meditate, Lord, on communing with you in your presence, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, Father. Be glorified, Lord. Be magnified and lifted up, just as that song said, Lord. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let me introduce you to our team this morning. My name is Elder Claude Lang. I'm your facilitator. And we have with us Sister Kimma Joseph, who is our prayer call controller. Thank you for rising up early this morning and setting up the call. And, of course, adding that beautiful, awesome worship this morning. We appreciate all that you do. And we have with us Sister Margaret Johnson, who will bring our devotion this morning. Sister Margaret, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elder Claude. I am wonderful. How are you this morning, sir?
I am doing well. Glad you're wonderful. And you are wonderful. And we also have with us the wonderful Sister Audrey White with us. Sister Audrey, how are you this morning?
I am doing well this morning, Elder Claude. Good morning to you. Good morning, Sister Kima and Sister Margaret, and to all who are on the call.
Amen, amen. We'll be going back to Sister Audrey later, who will be bringing our intercession, praying over our prayer requests, and declaring our praise reports. Well, we've prayed, and without further ado, Sister Margaret, it is all yours.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. It is such an honor to be on the call this morning and to be able to do the devotion. We give honor and thanks to our bishop and Pastor Adrian. And this morning's devotion is Abounding in Grace. Abounding in Grace. This is the year of abounding grace. And the devotion is called Abounding in Grace. God's laws are being broken daily. God's laws are being broken daily. Our scripture is coming out of 1 Timothy, 4th chapter, verses 1 through 2 in the New King James Version, and it reads like this. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. I'm going to read that again. That's the key scripture. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with the hot iron. We don't need to look very far to see what 1 Timothy is talking about. We see that people that used to go to church, we see people that used to be on fire for God, we see people that used to read and live by the word of God, that used to. We see that in our lives today. And so we see people that used to, they just no longer live their lives by faith in God. And 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil men and imposters. So an imposter is a person who pretends to be someone else in order to deceive others, especially for fraudulent gain. So we see that evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So that means not only will evil men and imposters pretend to be someone else to deceive, but it also means that they themselves are deceived as well. Our takeaway is that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So we see the enemy afoot here. God doesn't deceive us. Only the devil and his demons deceive in order to gain ground in a person's life so that they can control and destroy that person and all that that person influences. It's never about just the one person. It's always about who else they can get to through that person. The enemy is taking ground for the kingdom of darkness. Revelation 16:14 says that there are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Does not the word say that we are kings and priests? Do you see why the enemy is turning up the assault on the world and why we, the ecclesia, the church, why we need to turn up the fire of our intercession? Jesus says in verse 15, Revelation 16:15, Jesus says, behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So note that Christ comes as a thief, not in character like a thief, but in his arrival. He's coming when it's least expected. So we, the ecclesia, we, the church, we must get ready and stay ready for the coming of our Lord and our King. We must have our lamps trimmed and waiting for the return of the Master. We must not be servants found sleeping on the job or slacking in our duty. We must pray, we must witness, and we must make disciples. God gives us the grace to abound in service to him. God gives us the grace to abound in witnessing and abounding loving others to the kingdom of Christ. Love is one of the most powerful weapons because it is God. God is love. The agape love of God can win the backslider. The agape love of God can win the drug addict, the prostitute, the one that looks like they have it all together on the outside, but their life is really a shambles on the inside. There's no place that the love of God can't heal. It's the agape love of God flowing through us, the church, that will heal the brokenhearted, that will reveal the truth to those who are deceived so that they can see the glory of the Lord and give their lives to him. The word talks about the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. God doesn't want not one to perish, but for all to repent and come to a knowledge of him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever the backslider, whosoever the adulterer, whosoever the murderer, whosoever the one who's disobedient and the one who's lawless, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, we're not powerless in a world of lawlessness. Let me say that again. We're not powerless in a world of lawlessness. God has given us his word. He's given us his spirit. He's given us his grace, his courage, his direction. He's given us discernment, praise, and many more things. The weapons of our warfare, meaning we do have to fight. We can't just sit and look at the situation and complain about what's happening. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God. So the pulling down of strongholds, we cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself up against the knowledge of God. We have everything we need, beloved, to not only live in this world, but also to snatch those out of darkness and God translates them to his glorious light. We have power over the power of the enemy, the word says. We're not helpless, nor are we hopeless. We are the victorious bride of Christ. We are the sons and the daughters of God. So let the sons and the daughters of God arise and take your seat of authority in Christ Jesus. So as we speak from a position seated in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, as we speak from a place of victory, let us now join our faith to speak and to claim the souls of those that are destined to be part of the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know, Father, that you are a God of faith. You said, Father, without faith, it's impossible to please you. You said, Lord God, that the just shall walk by faith and that we walk by our faith. So all of us on the call this morning, and those that hear the recording later, we release our faith as we pray this morning. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of our transgressions and our iniquities, God. Cleanse our hearts, O God. Purify us with your blood. Help us, your people, to stand for righteousness and to stand for holiness, Father. Let the church, Father, be a safe place for the lost to run into. Let the church be a place of integrity, Father. Let the ecclesia honor you with our lives, O God, and carry truth everywhere we go. We declare, Lord God, we are the city on the hill. So let the light of your gospel shine through us, Father, so that the lost are loved and they're drawn to you and they're saved, Father. We cry out for the souls in our cities this morning in the name of Jesus. We call out Antioch, Pittsburgh, Brentwood, and Oakley, Oakland, Berkeley, Concord, Vallejo, Pleasant Hill. If I missed your city, call it out right now. We know, Father, it's your will for all to repent and come to a knowledge of your will, Father. We know it's your will for all to be saved, Father. So we lift up the souls before you, Father. We ask you to remove the blinders off their eyes so that they can see you, the Lord of glory. Draw by your spirit, Lord God. Expose the hidden works of darkness, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to destroy the giants in the land, O God. We break the influence of death off of our blocks. We break the influence of death off of our cities and off of our families, Lord God. We speak life over our cities, O God. We speak life over the souls of men, Father. We pray for more laborers to witness to the lost, Father. And we pray, give us more opportunities to share Christ with others, O God. Teach us to prophetically witness so that the power and truth of you is so real, it's unquestionable, Lord God. We cancel the assignment of the spirits that are trying to come in and control and destroy our city. We forcibly press back darkness in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhoods and over our neighbors. We plead the blood of Jesus over our cities. Wash our cities in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Wash the land, O God, in the blood, Lord God. Forgive us for turning our hearts away from you. Forgive us for being lax and for being complacent, O God. We bind the effects of the hatred and the lies of the enemy off of the lives of your people. We loose the love of God into our cities. We loose the peace of God into our cities. We loose the angels of God into our cities to fight on our behalf, Father. We pray for holy gatekeepers over our cities, O God. Displace any unholy gatekeepers with holy gatekeepers. Bump the lost into your presence. Give the lost dreams of you, Lord God. If they don't listen while they're awake, Father, get the lost while they're asleep. Give them dreams, Father. We pray for mass salvation, not mass shootings, but mass salvation, Father. Let revival break out all over Northern and Southern California, Lord God. Let our hearts be the perfect atmosphere for the glory of God to dwell, Father. We pray for fresh fire, Lord God. Burn the dross off of the hearts of the church and off of the lost. Throw your weight around, Lord God, and save your people. We thank you, Father, for hearing and moving and saving your people, Father. in Jesus' name. Amen. Elder Claude?
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome and powerful devotion and prayer. Thank you. Thank you this morning. And wow, can't wait to get back to what more you have to say this morning through the Lord. So this morning, let us now switch and go, well, let's continue in intercession with our beloved Sister Audrey White. Please, everyone, stand on your feet, get up, shake it off, wake up, and let's stand in agreement with every prayer this morning, Sister Audrey.
Amen, amen, and amen again. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This morning, we have two prayer requests. The first one is a cry for help. It's from our sister, Kanisha Wilson, standing in the gap for her uncle who had an emergency where he lived in the state of Arizona, and she desires that he returns home to the Bay Area and be planted in the church, get connected to the men of the church, and just have a establish a firm foundation and a place of refuge. She said he is in need of deliverance. In Jesus' name, we will be standing in the gap along and agreeing with our sister Kanisha. Our second request is from the Walker family for their cousin Tania Cook, who was recently admitted to the hospital for a spinal tap in need of healing. So, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, first of all, acknowledging you as our God and our Father, the one who is sovereign, the one who is almighty and all-powerful. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We thank you for the privilege of coming together in unity to lift up our voices unto you in praise, saying hallelujah. We bless your holy name today, and we give you our hearts. We lift our hands to you today in surrender, Lord God, and we're thankful for the honor and privilege of coming before you, coming before the throne of grace, Lord God, to lift up our petitions. You said to come, Lord God, although you know what it is we need before we ask. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have given us access to the throne room, Lord God, to bring our petitions, knowing that whatever we ask, according to you, your will, we have that which we have asked of you. Because you are a faithful God, a good God, a loving Father, one who desires the best for all of your children. Father, as we come, lifting up Kanisha's uncle to you, Lord God, who is in need of deliverance. Your word tells us that deliverance is the children's bread. So I pray for his deliverance from whatever it is that is trying to beset him. I come against every stronghold of the enemy, and I sever it in the name of Jesus. We release the fire of God, Father God, and we thank you, Father, for routing out everything that is not of you. Destroy every yoke of bondage, Lord, and set him free. I ask that you, Father God, would draw him even closer to you, Lord God, and let him be set in your house, Lord. You have a plan and a purpose for him, Father, and I pray that he will come to know what that plan and purpose is, and he would fulfill it in his lifetime. I ask that you would surround him with love and faith, Father God. Strengthen him, Lord God, in his relationships with other brothers in the Lord. I ask that you, Father God, would let him, Father God, be linked up with someone who can speak life and wisdom into him. He's at a place now where he needs help. And you said that let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. So I thank you, Father God, for putting him in a place with the brothers in our church. She wants to get him connected with the watchmen. Father, as iron sharpens iron, I thank you that he will have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto him, Lord God, and a willing heart to do all that is pleasing unto you. I thank you for his niece, Kanisha, loving him enough to lift him up, Lord God, to cry out on his behalf. We join with her and we stand in agreement and we just declare that her uncle is delivered and set free, that he is saved and set in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the work that you have started in him. We know that what you start, you are faithful to complete. in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory for that. Amen. We lift up the Walker family's request for Tania Cook, who is in need of healing. Father, you sent your word to heal Tania. In the name of Jesus, we say be healed, Tania. We thank you, Father God, that as she goes into that hospital, that everything would be done decently and in order. We ask that you give her doctors the eyes to see everything that needs to be seen. Let nothing be hidden, Lord God. Give their hands the ability to do what needs to be done, whether it's surgery, whatever procedure, Father God, let it be done with precision, Lord God. Father, anything that is too hard for them because they treat, you are healer. You are the great physician, Father God. So we thank you for healing her. We pray that there would be no complications, no infections, no setbacks of any kind. I thank you for putting her on the road to wholeness. And we say be made whole, Tania, in the name of Jesus, as we declare the word of the Lord over you, that it is God, Jehovah Rapha, who heals you. And we thank you. Father, I thank you for keeping her children in a place of peace and her family in a place of praise as they trust in you and lean not to their own understanding, but they acknowledge you in all of their ways, knowing, Father God, that it is you who gets the glory, the honor, and the praise for the good work that you would do in Tania's life. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you for healing and for restoration, Father God, of strength, of vitality, of healing and wholeness. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you, Father God. And Father God, I just want to lift up all of our churches before you, Lord, and ask that you would set a hedge of protection around each church building, Father God, as an attack has been made, Lord God, and we know that when an attack is made on the church, it's not just on the church building, but it is on the kingdom of God. So we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. You said that the gates of hell would not prevail against your church, Father God. So, Father, I thank you for setting warring angels in each place, each parking lot, each doorway, Lord God, that no weapon formed against any of your people would prosper. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the Lord of hosts, Lord God, dispatching the heavenly host of warring angels to each place, to new destiny, Lord God, to other churches in our city and surrounding cities, every place, oh Lord God, that the enemy cannot come in. We thank you for watchmen on the wall, Father God. We thank you for those. You said that we should be vigilant, Father God, always looking for and being diligently seeking, Lord God, and just being watchful, Father, to be wise as serpents but gentle as doves, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that we don't sleep, Lord God, that we don't relax, Father God, that we are always diligent, Father God, that the thief cannot come in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who have been harmed, Lord God, who need healing, even healing, restoration of peace in their minds, Father God. We rebuke fear in Jesus' name, Father God. I ask that you would shore up our footing, Lord God, and let us be ever more diligent, ever more determined, Lord God, to do your work, Father God. Father, to draw closer, to not pull back, but, Father God, together in the sanctuary, to lift up the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would be glorified, Father God. We've established a strong footing in our cities, Lord God, and we will not lose ground. Father, we are determined to advance, Father God, to advance in the kingdom, Lord God, going forth, Father. We know, as Margaret has said, there is a fight, Lord God, but we will fight and we win in Jesus' name. We continue to press forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for giving us strategies. We thank you, Father God, for increasing our discernment, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for sending a warning through a prophet, through a word, Father God, you do what you do, Lord God, that you would be glorified, that your people would be protected, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that we will, Father God, continue to press forward and to trust you. And we just give you praise. Father, we say thank you for the answers to all of these petitions that we have lifted up today, Lord God. We give you glory. We have confidence that you have heard us, Lord God, and we have what we have asked of you. So we thank you, Father God, for being faithful. We thank you, Father God, for being mindful of each and every one of us, Lord God. You know what we need. And we say thank you, Father, for so generously giving it to us, Father God, as we seek to serve you, to please you, to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you for praying for these awesome prayer requests. And we declare in the name of Jesus that by faith that both of these families will receive praise reports. And we look forward to hearing about the goodness of God coming forward in their lives and things turning around. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let's look back to Sister Margaret and see what else she has for us, Sister Margaret.
Thank you, Sister Audrey. Powerful, powerful prayers. We agree with all of the prayers that have been prayed. You know, Elder Claude, just in closing, what we all know, but I'm going to say it again because it bears saying, that Jesus is coming back sooner than we expect. We've been hearing it for a long time, but Jesus is coming back sooner than we expect. So let us be ready so we don't have to get ready. Let us stay ready so we don't have to get ready, because we must be about our Father's work. That's all I have to say. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen, amen. It's said in, I believe in Peter, it says, be ye also ready. And it's also in Revelations. Be ye also ready. Jesus, you know, tells us, he tells us, you know, time and time again, I'm coming, even as a thief in the night, I'm coming back. And he is coming back. I like what you said earlier. You said, we are not powerless in a world of lawlessness. We have power over all the power of the enemy. And that is given to us by Jesus Christ. So let's not forget our power, like you said. And I thank God for both of you, your powerful prayers this morning. I think we've put the enemy on notice for sure. And I pray that each person that is listening in, if you couldn't take notes, that you come back here. Come back and listen to this again and pray with us and enjoy yourself, empower yourself, encourage yourself and be strong, because we win. You look, as the book says, as it says in Revelations, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we win this thing. Actually, let's just go on and declare it. We've won this thing. So we're going to keep on fighting, though. We're not going to quit until it is done, right? Just like Sister Margaret said, we're going to keep fighting and keep fighting, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're powerful through God. And one of them for sure is prayer. And we've had some awesome prayer this morning, and we will continue. And we look forward to you coming out tonight. Come out tonight to our empowerment session for Wednesday night service. It's going to be great, as it always is. I know who's going to be there. Jesus, the presence of the Lord is going to be there. If you know somebody that needs instruction, deliverance, healing, come. Bring them out tonight and have them come and be in the presence of the Lord. And then tomorrow morning, we'll be right back here on our prayer call for the Thursday 5 a.m. prayer call. So if you have a prayer request, or if you know someone that has a prayer request, you know, have them go to our website at www.newdestiny.online, and from the home page you click connect, and then under ministries you click prayer, you scroll down to prayer requests, and there you will enter your prayer request. So join us, put those prayer requests in there, and you can also enter praise reports. We look forward to hearing from you about those as well. Well, it's an awesome, awesome day. We've had an awesome, awesome time on this prayer call, and we thank God for you. So be blessed, be strengthened, be encouraged, and keep fighting in prayer especially, because we win. And just like she said, Jesus is coming back. That's why the enemy is playing backcourt press. Oh, yes. It's all about those basketball analogies now. Football's over, right? So enemy's trying to get the ball before you even get it down to the other side of the court to try to make a basket. He is backcourt pressing us, but we win this thing, right? So if you get too challenged, you can pass the ball. And then you make an advancement, and somebody will pass it back to you. So that means keep praying, keep believing, keep preaching, keep declaring. Amen? Well, God bless you, and have an awesome day. Sister Kimma, you can take us back to worship.